So Shukracharya tells his disciple, if you disobey me, I curse you and you will lose everything. And Bali Maharaj says, I don't care. All this time you have been engaging me in doing these different sacrificial performances and rituals. And when you do those, inevitably you have to worship Lord Vishnu. Even those people who know what I'm talking about, even they do some demigod worship, still in the beginning they worship Lord Vishnu. Am I right? Yes. So Bali was saying, all this time I have been worshiping Lord Vishnu. Now Lord Vishnu is right here in front of me and you're telling me not to worship him? I reject you. And that's an important point. If your so-called guru, if your so-called spiritual leader or priest goes against the instructions of the scriptures, you can reject him. That's what makes a guru. That's what makes a spiritual teacher. He walks the walk and talks the talk. He is a representative of what you read in the books, like we had with Srila Prabhupada. Very rarely did you hear Srila Prabhupada say, I'm the guru, I'm this, I'm that, bow down to me. No, Prabhupada would simply preach on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, and then we would conclude, yes, the Gita says like this, Prabhupada is doing what he says, therefore we decided to give our lives to Srila Prabhupada. Wasn't some hocus pocus. We saw that Prabhupada taught us to live a pure life. He himself was leading that pure life, eating dal, rice, chapatis. Ooh, I better hurry up and finish. Sabji. And Prabhupada was telling us, give up these four sinful activities. We saw that Prabhupada was like that. And Prabhupada was telling us to chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra. We saw he was doing that. He was doing exact, he's Acharya, one who teaches by example. Therefore, we readily followed him. Because he was doing it, we naturally also did it. And willing to do anything he asked us to do. So, Vamana Dev is standing there, and Bali Maharaj rejects his guru and decides, yes, but you know what? Bali, he tells Vamanadev, you're only asking three steps of land? I can give you an island. I can give you a planet. I can give you a beautiful wife. I can give you anything. I'm the king of the universe. And then Vamanadev says something very, very significant. Vamanadev says, yes, if I'm not satisfied with three steps of land, I won't be satisfied even if I have the whole universe. So unlike that stupid movie back in the 80s, Greed is Good, according to Bhagavad Gita, greed is one of the gates that leads to hell. Don't watch movies. Read Bhagavad Gita instead. Now you're thinking, but how does he know that? The point still remains. Greed is not good. And Vamanadev himself is saying that. I should be satisfied as a brahmana with three steps of land. So Bali Maharaj rejects his guru. And yes, I will give Vamana his three steps. Now the cheating comes in. Because that prayer that I sang. Chalayasi. So that word chalayasi means tricky. Means cheating. So Vamanadev takes one step and covers everything below the earth. He takes his second step and covers everything above the earth and cracks a hole in the universal covering. According to the Bhagavatam, there are millions of material universes and each one is like a coconut with different coverings, and these material universes are flowing in the causal ocean. So when Vamanadev kicked the covering of the universe with the second step, it cracked and some water leaked out and bathed his foot. And that water became known as the Ganges. And that's why the Ganges originally has a pinkish color, because the bottom of Vishnu's feet is reddish like a lotus. So the dust of his reddish feet mixed with that Ganga gel, that causal lotion, so the Ganges, when it comes down, has a pinkish color. So now there's a problem for Bali, because with two steps, Vamanadeva has covered everything up and down, the whole universe now. Remember, this was the only way that Vamanadeva could have given the universe back to the demigods. Because Bali Maharaj rejected his guru, a brahmana, his guru cursed him. So now he has been cursed. That means he loses his Brahma Tejas protection. And now, by his trickiness, he has covered the whole universe and eventually is going to give it back to Indra and the demigods. But now Vamanadeva says, what about my third step? You still owe me. And Bali Maharaj, remember what I said. Inside, what is he? He's a devotee like you. How many of you see yourselves as devotees? Yes, raise that hand high. You should see yourself as a devotee. You can see yourself as a devotee of a devotee of a devotee as many times down as you like. Yes, even Prabhupada told us, we are not devotees of Krishna or Narayan. We're not that puffed up. We are devotees of a devotee. And we like to call ourselves devotees of this devotee, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yeah. So Bali Maharaj, he gets this inspiration. My Lord, I still have my head. You can put your third step on my head. And Lord Vamana agrees. Now, with this gesture, Bali Maharaj has fully surrendered to the Lord. In the process of bhakti, we have 9 items. The final item is called Atma Nivedanam. Everybody can say? That means complete, full surrender. Some of us, we have surrendered poquito. Some of us have surrendered this much. But only you can answer, yes, I have surrendered everything. Only you can answer. That's between you and God. But Bali Maharaj, who was the ruler of the whole universe, Vamanadeva has taken it away. The only thing he has left is his head. He offers that to the Lord, full surrender. And Bali Maharaj is given as the example of that devotee who gives us the idea of full surrender. Now, Vamanadeva wants to test Bali. There's a test. So Vamanadeva says, Bali, I want you to go down to the low, low kingdom, the low planetary systems. And Bali's warriors, they don't like this. So they're getting ready to fight. And Bali tells them, no. Back off. Don't try to attack Lord Vishnu. After all, what did he just do with two steps? Huh? What do you think you're... Bali was telling them, don't do anything. We should just accept the Lord's punishment that we have to go down to this low planet. Now, because Bali agreed, Vamanadeva said, very good, I will become your doorkeeper. And I will protect you, Bali. And it happened. Because later, Much time later, Ravana came to attack Bali Maharaj. But when Ravana came to Bali's planet, Vamanadeva became the original soccer player. He kicked Ravana with his foot and kicked Ravana back to where he came from. So that's why I like to say Vamanadeva is the original football player. He kicked him back to another region. So after this, Indra, the demigods, they resume their positions. Mother Aditi is very happy. Oh, Indra is back. Everyone happy, happy, happy. We now can enjoy in heaven now. But Shukracharya is still there at the sacrificial site. Vamanadeva goes to him and says, "So, my dear Brahmana, what was the mistake of your disciple?" By this time, Shukracharya got a little smart. And he said to Lord Vamana, he said, "My Lord, when there is a sacrifice, there's bound to be mistakes, either in the procedures or the right time or in the different articles or the time, place, circumstance, or in the chanting of the hymns. There's bound to be some mistakes." But then Shukracharya said, "But," and this is a big but, "when your holy name is chanted, when the holy name of God is chanted, everything becomes faultless. This is why I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. Because if you simply chant God's holy name, not only do you become holy, not only do you become sanctified, you become faultless." In this lecture, I probably made 108 mistakes, but it doesn't matter. You know why? Because we're going to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't forget, next Saturday, starting at 3 p.m., special Maha Harinam. And then next Sunday, actually, you could spend the whole day here. Because it looks like they're going to have 1, 2, 3 feasts next Sunday. So next Sunday, nobody starves. So remember, You're going to now leave the temple and take prasadam. Don't look up. Okay? Look down. I don't want anything to happen to my children here. Are you all good?
Yes.
You're going to chant Hare Krishna? Class is dismissed.